time of year. I love this show. I don't care how many times I've seen it. The Charlie Brown Christmas. And to talk about that and so much more, Sandy Max with Sunday What's on Tap.
That music is incredible.
Do you
the Vince Guaraldi Trio can do no wrong. And when you hear that music, literally everybody automatically says, they don't say the Vince Guaraldi Trio. They say, oh, it's the Charlie Brown Christmas music.
First time I ever heard that name.
But what a wonderful introduction an animated special was to one of the best American jazz musicians ever.
You know, it's true. And at the time that came out, you didn't see shows of that caliber in animation.
Right. And especially marrying the music with it. But guess what? When it came out, it was on television annually. And it was appointment viewing. I remember as a kid. Now we're in the 21st century, Libby. In 2024, you can see it streaming for free next weekend and next weekend only on Apple TV Plus. That's what has become of it.
Wait, don't you have to pay for Apple TV?
Yes, Apple TV Plus owns the rights to all of the Peanuts specials now, but they're being kind, Libby. As a Christmas treat to all of
us. They're in the Christmas spirit.
They're going to let us stream it for free on next Saturday, December 14th, and next Sunday, December 15th. If you don't have a subscription, it's okay. You can watch it for two whole days for free.
Are they playing
this? I think a lot of people who are listening have the smart televisions and probably can access it like that, or have the people in their lives who can walk them through it, you know?
I was going to say, we have a smart TV, but we're dumb people. All right, so you can see it for free, but you got to figure this out and don't ask Sandy or me because
with
we
the
don't
technology,
know.
That's what it's become. But I'm very sure that you have smart people in your life, and also the streamers do this purposefully to get you to watch other.
Well, of course,
because I will say Apple TV has The Morning Show, which I've seen parts of and really enjoy. So they have shows that I could probably be tipped in to stay around and maybe have Apple TV for a month or two.
All right. Well, let's
don't
talk
you
about,
think?
I would think so. But let's talk about something that you don't have to subscribe to. And that's a Motown Christmas. I love Motown. I love Christmas. You put them together. Can anything be better?
Good stuff. Wednesday night on NBC, 8 o'clock Central, two-hour show that's going to be co-hosted by Smokey Robinson himself.
He's getting up there in age, but he's still so
smooth.
Oh. He's fabulous.
Blue-eyed wonder, and then Halle Bailey, who was in the live-action Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a really nice voice.
Yes. Lovely. So they're going to co-host a Motown Christmas, musical performances from real classic artists. Martha the Vandellas, Temptations, Gladys Knight.
Pips going to be there?
I don't know. It's just build Gladys Knight. The Pips.
But am I dating myself here?
I like that. No, I wonder, like, I never knew a Pip's name. There was no premier Pip.
The Pips.
No, not a principal Pip. But there's also newer artists, like Ashanti. Jamie Foxx is going to be part of it. Pentatonix, who are always great classical sound of the a cappella music.
But I don't think of them as Motown.
But that's what they're doing. They're having the classical Motown sound because Halle Bailey, I think, is going to do a whole Diana Ross and the Supremes medley. So you're going to get a lot of those Motown hits and then also Christmas music and working in. Also, the cast of the Broadway show, MJ the Musical, is going to be part of this.
Oh, that'll be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, where do we see this?
NBC on Wednesday night, and all these great Motown artists are going to be backed up by an 11-piece live band. So I think it's really going to be a great night of musical performance. Here's the one thing I'm wondering, though. Machine Gun Kelly, who now goes by MGK.
He's going to be doing Motown?
He's going to be doing a version of Wham's Last Christmas. So I'm not sure that I need that. But I remain open-minded. So that's kind of the wild card in the whole Motown Christmas special on Wednesday night on NBC.
Well, we'll be watching for it. All right, fine. Let's talk about some local things that are going on. There's some parades. There's
we were just talking about music. You can enjoy Christmas music on the move. Holidays on the Hop is back.
Really?
Yeah, this Sunday afternoon and next Sunday afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock, you can ride the hop around the city and see the Christmas lights. You know, that's a nice touch.
And it's free, right?
Absolutely. And the Milwaukee Choristers are at 3, and Sarah Fyrick, who's a lovely artist who annually releases a new Christmas song that always benefits a charity. Sarah Fyrick is good people. She'll be singing on the hop at 4:30. And then next Sunday, the J.L. Russell Jazz Trio.
Oh.
On the Holidays on the Hop.
I bet they'll be playing that music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
If they're smart. If they're smart, they will. And then today, a very special day in Waukesha. Waukesha Strong at 4 o'clock is the step off for the annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. And if you go, you can see the new memorial in Greedy Park. And even if that's not your community in Waukesha, man, show up and support a community that's still recovering from the tragedy that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah. And then finally, it's the Big Holiday Train. I love this event.
How can you not? The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train, all lit up with all kinds of colorful lights, choo, 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 all the way through our state. And today at 4:15 is when the CP Holiday Train arrives in Tosa, right there on Harwood Avenue. This is also a free event. Live music. Santa will be there, and it's free. But the great thing is that the CP train does this to help support food banks in every community that it stops in. So bring something that's a heart-healthy food donation, or you can make a monetary donation if you're feeling inspired with the Christmas spirit, because one of the train cars is going to open up at 4:30, and The Lone Bellow is a trio from Nashville, and Tierra Kennedy, another singer from Alabama, they're going to perform. So this train car is a stage for them to perform. And then, choo-choo, it's going to keep moving. And the CP Holiday Train, if you're not in Tosa this afternoon, it's making other stops tonight. Heartland at 4:45, Oconomowoc at 6:45, in Watertown at 8, and in Columbus at 9:15 tonight. And then it keeps on cruising up north through Wisconsin. And Monday, it'll be in Toma at 5:30, all lit up. Sparta at 6:50. And last stop in Wisconsin is tomorrow night in La Crosse at 8:30.
Oh, so you can maybe hit a couple shows.
Yeah. And I have a friend who's a photographer who just cannot get in place fast enough and just waits for the train to pull in so you can get all the glorious lights and the reactions on the faces of kids and adults who were, you're smiling, you're beaming at me, Libby. Like, it brings such joy, the CP Holiday Train.
It really does. And finally, Sandy, you are all decked out already for the holidays in your beautiful sparkly red jacket. What are you doing on What's on Tap this week?
Working on a lot of shows to bring Christmas cheer. I have an outreach to a whole lot of local Wisconsin musicians to provide some holiday music. But I'll tell you what I'm really getting ready for. Wednesday night, TMJ Trivia Showdown for Capco's Kids to Kids. I'll be in Waukesha at North Pillar Brewing with Jeff Sherman and Jessica Tai. So full of holiday spirit all this week as we lead up to Christmas time.
And we are looking forward to it. Sandy Max, as always, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Libby. Happy holidays.